Eat it.
This is a podcast that is called Heads Up with Jeff and Sean. I'm Sean, the second one.
I'm Jeff. It's alphabetical.
Yeah. I'm not complaining, just so they know. Like, I introduced it. And then,
you're saying when I introduce it, it's I can say I'm Jeff, and then you say it's Sean, and then it sounds more natural.
Like, yeah, with Jeff and Sean.
Yeah.
That's the order it's in.
Oh, gotcha.
It's okay sometimes just to mix it up.
Yeah.
You know, stir that pot. See what boils to the surface.
You want to pivot to a cooking podcast? Is that?
Yeah, really bad. As long as the first part of it is we examine recipes Kyle's put up online on social media. Oh, sorry. I'm yawning because I'm pre-bored with the segment we're about to do. Do you want to introduce this segment? Or
the first segment? You mean that segment we do that's referred to as Kyle's Click?
The internet gave us a whole world of exciting new possibilities. So I guess this is a story of how it changed our lives. Maybe it will yours too.
Yeah. That is what I meant.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad.
All right. We're in it now. I'm looking at his Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Posting a thing about Trump.
He loves that.
He does love that.
Loves that.
Trickle-down economics doesn't work.
Mm.
The entire U.S. Senate goes to the White House. Sounds like a children's book.
Maybe it is.
It's not. It's a news story. Are you looking at the same Facebook I am?
Maybe it's a news story about a children's book.
You know what? It might be. I'm definitely not clicking to find out. Does not interest me.
How do you think that book goes?
It's a good question.
I don't know. It's a children's book, so, I mean, if we're thinking like young kids, you know, mostly pictures, I'm saying maybe 15 pages before you lose them.
Yeah. Do you think it's like a Pat the Bunny book, except it's like a business suit? You can like touch a business suit and then feel what a silk tie feels like.
You can feel what Mitch McConnell's neck flaps feel like.
There's some flaps to get your hands in.
It's like one of those pop-up books too, and you can pull down the lever and John McCain's arm goes about halfway and then gets stuck.
All right, that happened because of war, and presumably it was a war of freedom, as all American wars are.
Would you rather have me not bring up war heroes and just say you could feel Paul Ryan's abs from his P90X? I mean, is that?
Yeah, I want to hear more about these abs. So yeah, okay. There's some of Paul Ryan's abs. Some shoe leather maybe you can touch. Loafer leather.
Yeah.
What are loafers made out of, Jeff? Is that a type of shoe or is that like a kind of leather? I don't know.
Loafers have been referred to as a loafer before. Is that
okay, all right. Noted loafer.
They could be made out of leather.
Alright. But they're not exclusively. Could I have another kind?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, are they like sneakers? You could have leather sneakers. That's just stupid, right?
Yeah.
So, like, loafers, you could have, like, what's another material?
I was going to say suede, but that's basically leather. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know either. We're off to a great start.
Cotton. Denim.
Cotton. Yep. Cotton loafers.
Denim loafers.
God, imagine how comfortable those would be.
Be like wearing a t-shirt on your feet.
Yeah, well, I was imagining like a cotton ball, like a bunch of those just very delicately stretched out a little bit.
Just gently stretched out.
Just teased out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could put it at the back of this book. It'd be just like touching a bunny rabbit.
Yeah.
You know there's political children's books though, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, you got to indoctrinate those kids young to believe all the stupid shit people who like politics believe in.
Yeah. That's pretty much what they're designed to do, yeah. Yeah, you really got that one quick. Nailed it.
Don't get me started on the Pledge of Allegiance.
I won't. I won't. Give us a little taste, though. You get, like, a solid 5 on it, or you still workshopping it?
I'm workshopping it mostly, you know?
All right.
So.
All right, what's next?
All right.
Attorney General. Oh, yeah. That's something about Al Horford. I don't know who that is.
I have no idea who that is.
I'm done with Facebook.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, Kyle's Facebook. I'll be on Facebook later.
Hit me up. Look for Sean on Facebook later.
Bad Kerning. I don't know what that is.
No, I don't know either.
A picture of a ceiling.
Do you recognize that ceiling? I don't recognize that ceiling.
Yes, I do. It was the place we went to on Saturday. It had this design.
Really?
Kind of like a sun. Yeah, see that thing in the middle?
Yeah. Oh, that's that's supposed to be a fire alarm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Yep. Noise. It makes noise when they're a smoke detector.
Yeah, there you go. Smoke detector. That's the word I was looking for.
We got there.
Oh, it's a smoke detector. I'm going to edit that in so nice. I don't look dumber than usual. Yeah. Now, How do you feel about Kyle spending all the time on his phone that you guys were out hanging out having dinner?
I don't know. We didn't really talk at dinner. That was fine.
Yeah, because he was on his phone.
Yeah, but I was just trying to eat, so. Okay. Dog being walked next to a pony.
Now, are they too small to ride ponies?
Dogs?
Well, oh man, if depending on the size of the dog, it probably could have ridden the pony, but shouldn't the guy have been riding the pony, or are they too small?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. He has 140 characters, right? And he could have made this exciting and descriptive, and he did neither of those things. He just...
Could have taken a picture.
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be amazing.
A picture's worth 1,000 words, which is... Maybe tens of thousands of characters, so...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure at least some ponies are big enough to ride. From what I've learned in my time on Earth, at least Genuine has a pony that people can ride. I've never seen it.
Yeah, but pony is a specific thing.
Can you have actual tiny horses that are different than ponies?
I could. If I really tried... You just breed them. You just breed tininess into them.
Yeah.
You know, genetics.
Oh, man. Can we get, like a 10-pound tiny horse that we can keep inside instead of dogs? I bet they're better than dogs. You know, little mini stables.
I'd say. Yeah.
You know, a little...
I'd say make them even smaller.
Ooh. How small?
Make them 3 inches long. Inch and a half, 2 inches high. Make little desk animals. We'll call them Deskimals.
Oh yeah. You know they have ant farms? You can have tiny horse farms. You keep on your desk in the little thing full of hay, and they just dig around in there.
They burrow into it? Yeah. Yeah. There's a horse queen that lays all their eggs. I feel like I don't know a lot about horses, and I should, since horses are God's most beautiful creatures.
It's true. I mean, how
everyone knows.
How many eggs could a queen horse lay, you know, at a time?
Dozens, I think, a year. Damn. Yeah. I don't know. It depends on the breed.
You got to make them Clydesdales, because they're huge normally, and they have those little, they got a definite look to them. So you make those little, real but tiny. Yeah, you make those real tiny. Keep them in your pocket.
I don't want pocket horses.
Yeah.
But is a horse in your pocket, Jeff?
But if someone asks you a question like that you want to say no to, instead of saying no, you just pull out the horse and you poke the horse and it goes nay. And then you leave the person with that horse and you walk away.
Yeah, no, I don't want horses in your pocket that you take out and squeeze just to give a negative answer to.
I said poke.
That sounds like animal abuse.
I said poke. Okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah, sure. That's much better, yeah. Just jab them with a sharp implement. Yeah. It's good. It's a good idea. Let's make tiny animals to abuse.
I'm sorry. Do spurs not exist?
Hey, I'm not saying that big horses have it great. I'm just saying we don't need to add to that.
I'm pretty sure they're referred to as the beast of burden, okay? Sean, tell me you wouldn't want to be small enough that you'd just be sitting around in a pocket all day.
No, I wouldn't.
Sitting on your cell phone. Terrible. Your tiny little cell phone.
It's terrible. No. It's dark in there. You're right up against somebody's sweaty thigh.
When I picture keeping a tiny animal, I picture like a shirt pocket.
Okay.
Is that better or worse?
You're next to somebody's sweaty tit. Rubbing up against their nipple.
Yeah.
No.
It's getting worse. Gross. It's getting worse and worse.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I didn't want this. When I...
We've made horses too small.
They're too small. Well, you were making people too small.
You make people too small, okay? You're being more honest lately.
It's been great. Fewer notifications on the old phone. It's a lot quieter. It's nice. I like it.
That's it.
I mean, you ruined it already, but you could have tiny horses in an ant farm, and they live up top, and then there's just regular ants in the ant farm, but to the horses and the other tiny farm animals, they live in a world of giant ants. And I just think that would be great.
They'd have to get along, though, wouldn't they? I mean, otherwise you'd have tiny fighting animals on your...
Do ants eat horses?
I mean, if an ant was the size of a horse, maybe. I don't know what ants eat.
Probably not horses, I don't think.
I think some breeds of ants kill other things, right?
Horses get that kick from the back. They, like, spin move and they point their ass at you and then they kick you.
Oh, yeah, that's bad for us, maybe, with our squishy organs.
What's bad for ants?
Ants have...
their exoskeletons. No,
that exoskeleton is not going to be penetrated by a tiny horse.
Yeah, I think it is. I almost absolutely think it is. I think horses win. If horses and ants were the same size, I think horses would win.
Okay.
You do that thing where they rear up and they lash their front hooves at you?
Yeah.
Horses have so many combat moves.
Ants have, like, mandibles, and, like, they have, like, it's like a hive mind mentality they've got. They're all working together. How many horses do you ever see work together that weren't tied together?
Wild horses are a thing. They like, live in... I don't want to call them packs, but herds. They live in herds.
Murders. They live in murders.
It's a murder of horses.
Yeah.
Look at how many combat options they have. And hey, by the way, you're an ant, right? And sure, you've got mandibles, but you're essentially trying to bite a horse. Guess where it kicks you? The mouth. Your day is over.
You know what? I don't really see ants
you're going back. You're going back to the queen. Fucking tears in your eyes. Oh, kick me in the mouth, you terrible ant. Get out of here.
You know what I see horses have a lot more of than ants? What? Throats.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get a mandible chopping on that throat, you're dead.
Here's the thing. If they're the same size, the ants on, it's like down. You've seen ants walk? They're like horizontal. The horse is like, its back part is horizontal, but then it's got that fucking head that sticks up. So it's like, you're trying to bite the throat, you get hooves first. You get slashing hooves first.
I don't know. I don't know.
Stampedes. You're going to have the horses and the cows joining up to just run back and forth on top of the ant farm.
Yeah. I think ants can lift more of their weight than horses can.
All right. Well, they're not in the gym having a bench press competition. This is the chaos wilds of the tiny animal ant farm.
Sean, do horses even lift, bro?
No, they don't. Well, yeah, they do. You just call them pack animals. The beasts of burden? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. So.
I don't know.
Get some tiny monkeys in there. Load them up. Saddlebags and stuff.
Little tiny monkey cowboys?
Little tiny monkey cowboys. Yes, thank you. And they constantly have to fight the ants. A
couple of them will have guns pointed up in the air, shooting at all times.
No, you give them guns, they break out. Remember, their world is compressed. It's like a narrow corridor they live in. It's a terrible nightmare world, but it's the one that they've been bred for.
Yeah, an ant could come up right from under the ground in between the horse's legs.
Yeah.
Boom, dead.
Oh, yeah.
Cut it wide open.
No, that's...
They go underground. The horses don't go underground.
They don't... First of all, ants don't burst up out of the ground like alien from somebody's chest. They dig their way out. It's a slow process.
It's more like tremors, okay? It's more like tremors.
No, it's not. The tremors things came up out of the ground real fast. You're standing around. You feel some vibrations at your feet. You move 2 feet to the left. As soon as the ant pops up, boom, hooves again. The hooves are right there on the ground. The hooves are right there on the ground as soon as the ants come up. Boom, 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 boom.
I don't know. I don't know.
And then you're back at the ant queen, tears in your eyes. Oh, kick me as soon as I came out of the ground. Get out of here. Get out. You're not part of the ant colony anymore.
I don't know. Just, I think ants have some sort of advantage.
Well, but you can't define it.
They're creepy looking. Okay. They look like aliens. Matter. They've got mandibles and an exoskeleton. All right. Horses have majesty and hooves.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about it. Well, they can also run faster than ants can crawl, I bet.
Yeah, but it's a little corridor. They're going to get trapped. They're going to get cornered.
No, they stampede.
Yeah, yeah.
I said stampede. They stampede down one end, and then they turn around, and then they come back.
Horses.
I'm not saying horse will ever die to an ant. I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
But I just, overall,
you know how?
The horses went out.
You know how they're going to die to the ants, okay? Ants start rumbling, coming out of the ground. Horses freak out. They panic, okay? Yeah. They're nervous creatures, okay? They start a stampede down this tiny corridor of an ant farm that we've got them in. They trampling over each other. They hit the corner. They're running into each other. Hundreds die.
Horses don't trample over each other.
They will when they get stuck in the corner of this ant farm. Hundreds die.
When they get too packed in, they'll just turn around and go back.
They're clogged up with bodies. Okay.
You know how they're actually all going to die. Someone's going to bump this farm. It's going to fall off the table.
Break all the tiny little horse bones.
Oh yeah, shattered. I'll give the ants the advantage in that situation because they'll be wrapped up in the ground.
Yeah.
What's been their way out?
What's been around longer? Okay. Ants or horses? I think ants,
yeah. That's probably true.
Yeah. They've got to have some sort of evolutionary advantage to horses.
Well, no. We're not talking about ants versus horses. We're talking about ants versus horses that are about their size. Ants and horses right now, it's no competition. Because they don't compete for the same resources.
I think an ant colony could take down a regular size horse.
But that's not. It's against a herd of horses. Mm-hmm. It's like an equal number.
Yeah.
And look, a while back we added into the mix these monkey cowboys.
Yeah.
Wild cards. I think the monkey cowboys are eventually going to be riding these ants too.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, they're going to be the dominant species in that farm, but
yeah. Primates always win. All right, that was our species segment. That was which would win. Parentheses always primates and parentheses. Yeah. Kyle, your section was great.
Yeah, Kyle, good job.
I'm hoping next time I see Jeff, we'll remember to take some pictures for Kyle's dating profile.
It's gonna be so good.
But we'll see. It is going to be so good, but we'll see. Do you have an outro for Kyle's cut?
No, you want me to make one?
No, I was just curious if we needed space. I forgot if you needed and that's all for Kyle's click.
If you could think of a catchy phrase to leave Kyle's click with, that'd be great.
Thank God that's over. So we watched the 7th Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
Ep 7.1.
Yeah.
Is that the 7.1 Dolby surround sound?
They're not called, I was just thinking, they're not called episodes, are they? They're called
they're called Year.
Year, yeah.
So this was Year 7, Part 1. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1.
Sean, are the movies getting better? Or... And no, we're almost done, and they're still bad.
I thought this one was worse than the last one. In my notes somewhere, there's a lot of similarities here with Lord of the Rings, but all the bad parts of Lord of the Rings.
I was going to say, compare that. They just, whenever they cut to those three, it's always them holding onto that cursed item, and they're in a bad jewelry. Mood. Cursed jewelry as they walk to find other shit.
Yeah, there's cursed magical jewelry, there's lots of walking, there's lots of talking. There's actually even a dramatic riverside confrontation. And after that, one of their party members leaves because the cursed jewelry has been distorting his mind. it's very, but they were none of the good parts. Like, lunches where they have a lot of lunch or they talk about lunch.
Like those
are the best parts.
Like second breakfast.
Yeah.
And like yeah.
Elevensies. Yeah.
Yeah. You needed a Merry and Pip.
Yeah, Merry and Pippin should be in every movie. That'd be great. You watch Guardians of the Galaxy, and they're just like in the back smoking, quote unquote, half. What is it? Pipe weed? I think they call it.
Yeah. It could also have used a scene of Ron talking to himself in a reflection while those two sleep about his knife. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That could have worked out.
Little Smeagol Gollum action going on. That would have been pretty good.
But Harry's our friend's is.
Well, we get some of that with Dobby and Creature. Both abruptly reintroduced in this film.
Mm-hmm.
For plot purposes, to move the plot forward. Dobby literally showing up out of nowhere. Twice, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, we're friends now, remember? Yeah. We're always going to be friends.
Remember me? I'm a character who's your friend. We haven't spoken in 2 or 3 years.
You're nicer to Mad-Eye Moody, but the guy you fell in love with is actually Barty Crouch Jr. Yeah, but they open up. He's talking about how safe they're gonna make it, everything, and not to worry.
We also see Hermione mind-wiping her parents and erasing herself from their lives.
Yeah.
Which is pretty dark. Yeah. Because, like, it doesn't matter how powerful the magic is. Mm-hmm. Like, her mom's going to be able to know she had a kid.
Like, she's going to see a C-section scar.
I was going to say, it could be that. But there are physical effects on the body. So she's going to be like, I know I don't have a daughter, but I definitely had a kid. Like, can you imagine the emotional damage and the void in their lives that's going to be?
Yeah, like, what synapses did it break in the brain?
Yeah.
Like they open up and they see like they see a carton of ice cream of a flavor they don't like that has a cartoon character on it. They're like, why do we have like kids' ice cream hanging around? And then like they just start crying.
I imagine they don't even see anything. Just in their normal everyday lives, people would be like, "Are you okay?" And they're just like they're crying without knowing it. They're just like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't even know why I'm crying."
Now
I don't even know.
Did Hermione disappear all the furniture in her bedroom, or did they just make it so her parents can't see that door of the house to go in there?
She also erased herself from pictures, but there were some pictures of just her. Yes, so now they have a table just displaying empty picture frames.
Are her grandparents still alive, or any of their neighbors that know they had a kid?
I was gonna say, so many other people would have known.
And what if they were staying together just for the kid?
Yeah, that's the other. Like, I mean, like, just until she graduated high school.
Yeah,
and now which was a year from now. Mm. You know, they can't round out the year. But that's the other thing. This movie is we're just following teenage high school dropouts.
Yeah,
as they slouch around the English countryside, they learned from Hagrid all the wrong lessons.
Yeah. Well, the Obliviate spell, though, as well, like, isn't that better than, like, the Killing Curse, though? Like, if Harry Potter had known that spell the first time they encountered Voldemort, and he's just like, Obliviate. And Voldemort's like, the fuck am I doing here? You're like, oh, yeah, you're the groundskeeper. You work for Filch.
It's like, well, no, I'm sorry.
I better go back to school.
Better get I'm sorry, you back. The groundskeeper hut is occupied and has been for 20 odd years.
Fine.
By a half giant.
Fine. You're trying to live your dream as a stand-up comedian, don't you remember?
His whole bit is a larger man carries him out on a stage and dumps him into a cauldron of water.
Yeah, it's performance art.
You wouldn't get it.
You juggle with your hands and your feet. That's why you never have shoes on. Gross.
Actually, I mean, yeah, if they have a mind wipe spell, why don't they just mind wipe all these Death Eaters?
Yeah.
And just be like, mind wiped. Oh, you were helping me do this thing because you're a really good person.
Yeah.
And then you've just improved their lives, I guess.
Definitely.
Like, from their perspective.
You definitely save money on Azkaban.
Yeah, or funeral costs. If you happen to be one of these few teenagers. Yeah, so Hermione does the worst thing possible to her parents. She probably should have just killed them.
Yeah. Because guess what? Voldemort and his people, they're probably just going to, you know, I don't know, still torture them.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't go for the... That's the other thing, like, if anyone opens, like, a book at Hogwarts to see where these kids come from, it's not like they're going to go to Hermione's parents and be like, oh, they don't remember Hermione, let's just leave them alone. Yeah. Like, no, I don't think so. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, they definitely get tortured anyways.
Oh, you have no idea about this wizarding life? No? Okay, yeah. Sorry. It's
twice as terrifying because they don't know why it's happening. Yeah. Jesus.
She must have recently learned this spell, too, because she is like, no, never please, don't kill these people. If they kill these people, they won't go back. They'll know we were here. Let's erase everybody's mind. Everybody's.
Yeah, when they come to in this smashed-up bakery that's clearly had spells thrown around it, they won't know what happened.
Yeah. Dumbledore.
They definitely won't chase down that waitress who works there to find out. Like...
Dumbledore didn't teach him the cleanup spell. Only the mind erase spell before he died.
Mind erase spell. Yeah, of course. So much more useful.
But the Dursleys are also just... They also know it's not safe. So they are abandoning their house and Harry Potter in the house.
Yeah. Can you blame them, though?
No. But just like, yeah, no, Harry, you live in that house with no furniture until someone comes to kill you.
And later, also, there's when they sneak into the ministry, and we'll get to that later, but Ron is telling that guy's wife to meet him someplace, and then they'll escape the country. So let me just... If the solution to being hunted down by Voldemort, if they think he's some sort of magical terrorist, is to just leave, like the Dursley do, like, why aren't more people just doing that? Why don't you just...
Yeah, he's not going to leave the Tri-County area.
Right, yeah. Like, if you could just go on vacation for a month until this sorts itself out.
Yeah.
Like, I get not wanting to leave, but, like, there's all these people who are, like, terrified of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do anything about it. It's either do something or leave, please.
Yeah.
Please. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm. We see, We finally get to see Voldemort give a speech, let himself out. You know what? He's kind of racist. He's racist.
Oh yeah, yeah. We do get this this racist scene where they're having dinner at an extremely long dining table.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe too long. Does not make any sense. And they think that mudbloods. Essentially, they want to keep wizarding bloodlines pure.
He goes on a diatribe. Isn't he half? Isn't he a mud blood, as they say?
I think so. I think that's their explanation for why he hates them or something. I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe we'll learn about it next film when people are just walking aimlessly through the woods, as though that's going to help them solve these riddles.
And the only people that want to be at the dinner table are Voldemort and Bellatrix. That's it. Those are the only two.
Yeah.
The Malfoys are so uncomfortable.
Imagine you're invited to a dinner party,
mm-hmm.
and one of your guests brings, like, a bound woman levitating in the air to torture and kill. And Lucius Malfoy is like, this is like his boss came to dinner and then invited the rest of the office.
Yeah, that was Malfoy's house, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because I think we're in that same room later. And
he's like,
yeah, it's something else.
He was telling people as they're coming in, you can leave your shoes on. It's fine. We'll mop it up. And then he's like, you invited everyone to dinner and you're still not wearing shoes. Like,
wearing shoes. Why?
Please.
Yeah. Voldemort also, he needs another one. I mean, we've acknowledged Voldemort is racist. That's okay. I mean, it's not okay. That sucks.
Yeah.
He was an orphan. He had a rough upbringing. You know, so maybe some mudbloods were mean to him. I'm not trying to justify it. You know, just maybe there's a reason.
We don't know what we don't know what bully said to him on the playground. Okay.
That's right. That's right. No, yeah, so this meeting, at the very least, is kind of racist.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the ministry, everyone working in the ministry is okay with the switch to racism, like 20 minutes into the movie. So it's prevalent in that society. I don't think...
Yeah, those I was going to say, yeah, there is sort of a switch towards racism, but no one says anything.
Only liberal school teachers and other half-blood people are okay with it. I think, like, every other wizard is just like, nah. It's not good. It's not good. Someone gives them the freedom to be racist, they're all racist.
Yeah, they're all just like, okay, this is how the wizarding world is now, because we still have slavery, because house elves are still slaves, so this kind of makes sense to us. I'm just saying, like, I think the wizarding world has a problem, maybe not just Voldemort.
No, he's a product of his environment and how he was raised.
Yeah. No. So he also needs a new wand.
Yes.
I forget why.
Because Harry Potter's wand is its twin, and so he says because of that they can harm each other, but they cannot fatally kill each other.
Yeah. That doesn't make any... I mean...
Doesn't make any sense.
What if you harmed Harry Potter with, like, a knockout spell?
Yeah.
And then you used the wand to, I don't know, stab his eyes out or something? Just, like...
What if you just then went over and, like, slit his throat or snapped his neck or cut open his stomach and pulled out his guts? I don't know how far you want to go, but...
But he needs a new wand, and whose wand does he go for?
It looks so cool, though, in that cane.
The dopest wand, the sickest-looking wand, Lucius Malfoy's fucking pimp-ass walking stick wand. Wanding stick! It's a wanding stick.
Yes. But, you know, Voldemort doesn't think it's cool, and, like, so Lucius is getting, like, kind of embarrassed.
No, Voldemort thinks it's too cool, which is why he breaks the wolf head off or whatever it was. He snaps it off and throws it off. He's like, fucking, no one should have a cooler cane than the boss.
Why is Wormtail not allowed to sit at the table?
Yeah, I don't know. Why was he banished to serve Snape?
Yeah, but then he must be making dessert, though, right? He must be in the kitchen cooking.
Did you let that guy cook? He has a silver hand.
I'd rather have him cooking with that silver hand that Voldemort gave him than his other hand, because under his nails, I don't know if you've ever seen it, they look disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess when you're evil, you have to be dirty, too. I didn't...
Well, if you're poor and evil, you have to be dirty.
Well, actually, yeah, Wormtail went to Hogwarts, so he never learned any cleanup spells. How do you do that? No, I only learned betrayal and combat. Yeah.
It's a wonder these adults are like this.
Yeah. Who would have ever thought? Yeah. Attending school for child armies. Dumbledore's army school.
Oh, man.
And this whole scene, I feel like, I don't know, this is how I imagine Wall Street meetings work. Like, there's just a filthy dude in a robe running the company, and he's got a giant snake to intimidate his subordinates.
He's wearing a diaper, definitely, right?
Oh, yeah. He can't leave the meeting. Yeah. He has to be there to intimidate them with the snake.
Anybody who's anybody on Wall Street has a weird pet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't wear shoes.
How are those second quarter numbers looking, Johnson? They're very good, sir. Excuse me, Johnson. I have to feed this fired employee to my giant snake. Yes, of course, sir. Yes, of course. This is Wall Street, after all. It's a good man, Johnson. Good company man, I could tell.
You're going places.
Then we cut to what? Harry's got to leave this house?
Yeah, Harry's sitting in this empty house.
Yeah. He's squatting, actually, at this point. Harry Potter, high school dropout, turned to squatter. So a bunch of people show up.
Like, too many.
Yeah, like, way too many just hanging outside of his house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I wonder what night the transfer is going to be. I don't know, maybe it's the night where, like, 20 people show up.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. How is Snape getting information to them anymore? He's the one who killed Dumbledore. Like, 4 months ago. He went back to Hogwarts and was like, we gotta get Harry Potter out of here somewhere, you know? Keep him safe. And they're like, didn't you just kill, like, Dumbledore, like, 2 weeks ago? He's like, nah, that's a rumor.
Yeah.
How is he reliable for any of that information?
I mean,
oh, I heard it from somebody who's loyal to Voldemort inside of Hogwarts. Yeah, they would be here talking to me. I would have already heard it.
But then their plan, so they go to get Harry Potter, and their plan is dumb too.
Yeah.
Half of them are going to take Polyjuice Potion to look like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And then they're going to split up and go different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they all take the potion? So then even if the Death Eaters hone in on a pair of people, they don't even know which one of those two Harry Potters would be the real Harry Potter. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. And since Voldemort is the only one that's supposed to be killing Harry Potter, he doesn't want anyone else killing Harry Potter.
They can't kill anybody.
They would have all stayed alive instead of Mad-Eye Moody, this person that I can't care about because he's only around for 5 minutes outside of a movie where he was portrayed as somebody else.
Yeah.
Here's another thing they could have done. They could have just, gave Harry Potter some Polyjuice Potion, told him what day to take it and leave, and he could have been somebody else. Or they all could have gone as somebody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so they fly off. It's a daring chase scene. There's Death Eaters on them immediately because, of course, there are. Mm-hmm. Because where Harry lives is probably just in the record somewhere at Hogwarts.
Well, he's got a tracer on him, so the ministry knows where everyone under the age of 17 is at all times. Yeah. And you can just trust them that they take it off when you turn 17. Because it's not like you rip it out of the skin or anything. They just must
uncurse you. You gotta imagine, when Hermione was, gonna go to Hogwarts, do you think they sent her parents a letter being like, hey, and also there's a Ministry of Magic, and we're gonna keep track of where your daughter is, your underage daughter, at all times for the next 7 years. We're just gonna know.
Yeah.
So... And, cool with the school just keeping a tracer on your daughter, right? That's fine.
Yeah, and most of the teachers there about 15 years ago, 14 years, 12 years ago at this point, were involved in a secret cult because an evil wizard popped up who also went to the school and was killing people. So you should know a little bit of background about the wizarding world. That's the most recent history we have. Dragons are real.
P.S. Dragons are real.
Yeah.
Also, when the people from the Order of the Phoenix transform, it's all the younger people. None of the older people take it. It's like there's 1, 2, 3 of the Weasleys. Hermione, and then 2 other people.
Weasley's fiance. And they all
Fleur Delacour.
And they all strip in that room.
Yep. That's the other thing.
Doinker watch.
They all know Harry's doinker size.
They all know what he's working with.
they just get a full fucking body scope out.
Yeah.
They don't even see it. They feel it.
Does it adjust?
They have it.
Yeah.
They have his doinker.
Does it adjust for pube growth and stuff like that? Like, is it the same trim situation or?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, they all had his haircut.
Yeah.
So.
Pube situation is identical, yeah.
It must be.
Think someone's like, well, I don't. Harry should really take care of this.
When you said pube situation is identical, what I thought you meant was that his pubes had that same haircut. And I was gonna be like, no, I don't. And I was like, no, I actually don't know. I don't know. I don't want to know.
His penis head has the same lightning scar.
Oh, come on, come on. This movie is PG-13. Yeah, oh yeah, so Harry goes with Hagrid. Harry has there's a 4-minute scene of Too Fast, Too Furious starring Hagrid.
He hits the NOS. His flames coming right out of the back.
Hagrid wanted to do cool tricks. He wanted to fucking ride up on the walls inside of a tunnel.
I can't impress women with my education, so I have to impress them with motorcycles.
Harry and Hagrid should have gotten back last because Hagrid wanted to stop at the bars to fucking rev it outside. Just see what babes came to check him out. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a wizard. I was a wizard. My friend here is a wizard. Harry, tell him you're a wizard. I almost got this deal closed, man. Do some wizard shit. Come on, man. Help me out.
Do you remember that cake I baked you for your birthday that year? Help me out.
You owe me, man.
Remember all that you... Remember when I used my shack to seduce Slughorn?
You have no idea how hard it is trying to get women to come to the shack you live in outside of high school you work at, man. So they get to... Is that the Weasel's house?
Yeah.
It's, which we only see the first floor of because all the other top parts got blown up a while back. And they don't have the money to fix it. And Harry's not coughing it up. And again, Lupin is really on top of it.
Yeah.
They treat it like a dramatic scene when he points a wand in what Harry's face and is like insisting, he's like, you're going to have to tell me things to prove you are who you are.
Yeah.
And they're all like, what do you, that's Harry. Yeah. It's like, you just were in a room watching people take polyjuice potion. He could be fucking anybody. Like,
yeah, but they give up on that idea of security pretty quickly after they get Harry Potter
else shows up.
After they get Harry Potter and the black guy verified, they're like, all right, these other white people are fine.
Yeah. Yep. Well, to be fair, no one would ever pretend to be a Weasley. So there's that. There's that. And they'd have to be really super intelligent to pretend to be Hermione. Mm. But there are some other people there. So. Yeah.
So they take this secret hideout that they've brought Harry Potter to.
And I'm still stuck that, like, six people know his doinker size now. It's just it's so weird to me.
Six? It's got to be 12. Those people that didn't take the polyjuice potion stuck around and handed them the clothes while they all got undressed in front of each other.
That's a good point. There's really no privacy in terrorist cells these days. You know, used to be they'd give you a curtain.
Sean, you know, my self-esteem is not the highest it's ever been, but if I was in a room and I saw myself six times in a row getting dressed,
yeah,
I don't know if I can handle it. I'd probably use someone's death as an excuse to run away after two.
Sorry, I still had Doinker on the brain. The new Minister of Magic shows up.
Oh, yeah.
And he has gifts from Dumbledore's, Albus, Percival, two or three other names Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I'll give him that. We see inside the ministry there's some racist anti-Muggle pamphlets being produced.
Yeah. I'm sure that anti-Muggle statue was there before Voldemort took over.
Yeah, they took panels down. They didn't add that to that statue in the middle. They took the panels that were hiding it away.
Yeah.
It was also kind of a weird statue, though.
Yeah.
Like, Muggles in their proper place, and it's like them holding up the earth, and it's like, I don't understand your message here.
Yeah, you gotta be more clear. I don't know if there's, like, some racist slang that I don't understand that'll make that work. I don't know.
Please be clearer.
Yeah, but they decide to break into the ministry to get the locket.
So they make some polyjuice potion.
Yeah.
And they abduct three people.
At random, right? They don't know who the fuck these people are.
Yep. And then sneak into the ministry that way.
Mm.
They go down to this trial where Hermione and Umbridge are, and they, this is just dumb. This is bad.
But Harry Potter really gets to stick it to Umbridge by telling her that she shouldn't lie when she's claiming that this person didn't get this wand from Ollivander, that the wand didn't choose her. And then, boom, stupefy.
Yeah.
Which you could have done immediately when you walked in there.
We didn't have to listen to anything, and they're on a time limit.
Yeah.
Because polyjuice potion doesn't last forever.
No. And then they rip the locket off, they run away.
Yeah.
They're getting shot at.
Well, here's the other thing, though. Where they're holding the trial is, like, a big tube, then they're at the bottom of this, like, cylinder.
Yeah.
And above them is just a bunch of Dementors. And Umbridge is holding them at bay with her little cat thing. So, when they stupefy her, her Patronus goes away. Mm. Allowing the Dementors to flood this room as they run away. So I'm pretty certain everyone there died, because the Dementors sucked their souls out.
Yeah, they're not very discerning.
No, they're not.
And Harry Potter can just, like, summon a Patronus like nobody's business.
So, he shoots a cannonball down the hallway. Yeah. It's very strange. This is where we get the Lord of the Rings section, where they just have this cursed magic jewelry. There's a lot of walking and talking. Nothing really happens.
Yeah.
Ron gets mad because he sees them coming back and he's wearing the amulet and it's messing with his head and he thinks that they're having an affair or something, so he storms off like a baby.
Even though I don't think they're officially dating, right?
I have no. I don't know.
Teenagers, man. How can you tell?
Harry and Hermione have a little dance.
Tries to finally cheer him up. Cheer her up, right?
Finally free of the money grubbing thug Ron. They're allowed to enjoy some higher society. Also, all the murders will be theirs now. They only have to split the murders two ways instead of three. So that's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
They eventually go to Godric's Hollow.
Oh, yeah.
And Harry goes... they're passing a graveyard, and he's like, oh, do you think my parents are buried in the graveyard near where they lived? And it's like Hermione's vast intellect is momentarily stunned by the stupidity of this question. But then I think it clicks on her that there's some potential for grave robbing here. So she says yes. Yeah. Your parents are probably in that graveyard, yes.
Let's check it out.
Also, why wouldn't they be? Like, they lived here. Where do you think they'd be buried?
It's like in the 16 years you've been alive, you haven't visited their grave? You can't stop talking about them, but you've never visited their grave?
He loves them so much, but he doesn't know where they're buried. They stalk an old woman through the streets. And I actually thought this section was kind of cool. I liked this whole thing.
Yeah.
So Harry knows about this old woman that Dumbledore was friends with, who lives also in Godric's Hollow.
Yeah.
Convenient. And they see an old woman, and the old woman just kind of stares at them.
Yeah.
And then just kind of walks around, and they ask her questions, and she just stares at them and stuff. And
yeah, Harry Potter being the luckiest man alive, typically, because the odds are always stacked in his favor, just assumes this is exactly who he's looking for.
Yeah. Yep. Unless he's been dosing with liquid luck again. You know, he's just got some, and he's just going like, yeah, I'll just take a little bit today. Yeah. Take two hits. I'll get one lucky thing will happen.
You know, it lasts longer and hits faster if you do it intravenously.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a little luck needles. Spoon.
Oh, yeah. So this woman, though, was actually... So Voldemort apparently gave his snake Nagini polyjuice potion to look like this old woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a dope... First of all, dope use of polyjuice potion. That is awesome.
He's thinking outside the box.
But this also, though, means that the snake has to wait in this house and periodically drink polyjuice potion until Potter shows up. On the off chance that Potter shows up.
Yeah. It doesn't know how to use hands.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to talk.
So
good.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah. But.
I thought it was a cool inventive use of polyjuice potion. Like,
yeah. You think Hermione's been trying out polyjuice potion now that she knows she can turn to a half cat, half person? Think she's working on something
that? Oh yeah.
Just give her like crazy strength. Like get some hair from a bear. That's why she's out in the woods looking for bear-like strength. Polyjuice potion.
They're dumb not to try it, I guess. You could turn into a skunk and spray a dude in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, skunk face. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But so they escape the snake house.
Yeah.
By knocking the snake out somehow or throwing it out a window or...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. It wasn't that interesting. Once they were fighting a snake, it was just like, all right, guys. Come on. Just use the Avada Kedavra spell on this fucking snake.
Yeah, it works, like, every time.
So I guess, though, the snake has, like, protection against spells.
Yeah.
Because it's a Horcrux.
Right.
And remember the amulet. At one point, Harry's just throwing spells at it, and it's not doing anything.
Yeah.
Except catching fire a little bit, which I guess the snake might be pissed about, so...
Yeah.
They could have tried. They could have tried, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why Harry Potter is so good at being a wizard and not getting killed. It's because he's got that protection from Voldemort.
Oh, man, that's a good point. I actually never thought of it in that light.
Yeah.
He's got some weird magical spell protection because he's a Horcrux.
No wonder Bellatrix wanted to keep the Gryffindor sword. It's the only thing that's going to be able to kill Harry Potter.
Yeah. That's a really good point, too. I hadn't thought of that either.
They should have been coming at him with swords.
Just sword him up until something works. Yeah. So we get another kind of extended... It felt like a long time. Mm. Harry and Hermione on the run.
Yeah.
And I guess this would have been easier for them if they had at all paid attention to the 5 or 6 years of magical schooling they had. They might, like, have more useful spells, like a keep warm spell or an alarm spell to alert them if somebody comes close, or just any magic that isn't immediately murder-focused.
Yeah. How can Dumbledore, with a wave of his wand, put a force field around the entire school, but they can't put a force field around a tent that's bigger on the inside?
They gotta walk in a circle muttering things to themselves, like a bunch of fucking idiots.
And has Harry Potter flipped out about Hermione breaking stuff before? Because she's pretty upset that she broke Harry Potter's wand. Like, it doesn't want to tell him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we do get that. Yeah.
She's hiding from him, so he doesn't lose his shit.
I'm so sorry. Please don't lose your fucking mind.
Yeah. He's like, whatever, just give me yours.
I'll take yours as payment. How dare you break my wand?
Now go to sleep. I'm the one staying up tonight. Guarding you, and by guarding you I mean wandering off.
He wanders off and then just finds the Sword of Gryffindor in a lake.
Yeah.
Now, supposedly the sword comes to people who need it. Mm-hmm. But this is just another really bad plot device, where it's just like, Harry Potter wanders off and finds the one thing he needs to destroy these items.
Yeah.
It's like, oh boy. Oh boy.
You had 40 minutes of them walking in the woods to figure out how they would come across it.
Yeah.
That phoenix is still out there. He could have dropped it off.
He could have brought them the sorting hat, too, and then pulled it out of the sorting hat or whatever.
And then the sorting hat could have been an added character for color, you know? A little humor.
Little humor. Little Merry and Pippin style give and take.
Yeah.
Could
have been making hat puns.
The phoenix and the hat should have been Merry and Pippin.
Yeah. Ron could have been arguing with Hermione and Harry, and the hat could have been like, all right, guys, you need to put a lid on it, all right?
That's not a great hat pun.
Why are you guys throwing shade?
That's a little bit all better, but it's just still kind of broad. You know, it can apply to any kind of...
I don't,
and that's what the bird can do. The bird can just criticize.
The bird can give, like, knowing looks, you know, or like, oh, brother, you know?
So Harry Potter sees the sword at the bottom of the lake after he freezes the lake over, or the lake is frozen over?
Yeah.
I forget.
He does something and then walks across the lake, and it's definitely frozen at that point, but...
Yeah, oh, I think it is frozen over, and he tries to summon the sword out of the water, and the sword is just not having it.
Yeah. So it cuts the smallest hole and doesn't melt the entire lake, so...
Yeah, with magic.
He really can't possibly drown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get trapped under. Doesn't wake Hermione up to help.
Yep. He could have boiled all the water out.
Yeah.
He could have created dirt to just, like, make it at the bottom of a well and then moved the water out.
Yeah.
Could
have lifted the earth up.
Yep. Yep. He could have summoned one of his house elves to do it for him.
Could have had a creature go down there. He's like, can't swim. He's like, I don't care.
I don't care, creature. And then he could have cut an even smaller hole, like a creature could just barely fit through it. And then he could not let creature up until creature gives him the sword first. There's a lot of ways he could have done this better, but instead he strips naked in the middle of winter and dies through the smallest hole possible in the ice. The amulet doesn't want to be near the sword, so it chokes him in the water, and then Ron, again, just shows up. Happens across the one lake in these woods... that Harry is drowning in, saves him, and then again without waking Hermione up, they decide to destroy this Horcrux.
Yeah. Like, she's been trying to figure this out for a while. Like, give her some satisfaction.
Maybe she wants to see how it's done. She could learn something from it, since she's the smartest person in the group.
But Harry Potter's like, nah, you've come back. You deserve this. You kill it.
You deserve this. This is bro time.
Yeah. It seems to really like you, so...
Remember when wearing the amulet made you so out of your mind that you ran away from the woman you love and your best friend? Yeah, no, I'm going to put you up against its power again.
We're going to open it up, and it's going to show me and Hermione shirtless making out.
Yeah, so the piece of Voldemort's soul in this amulet, it scares Ron by throwing spiders at him.
Yeah.
And then it says that his mom loves him the least, wanted a daughter, which is why they had Jenny.
Yeah.
So that's true.
Damn.
Well.
Harsh.
And then it shows him a porno of Harry and Hermione.
Yeah.
But it's like...
They're making out and humiliating him and
it's a humiliation talking shit porno.
And then making out. Yeah. It's a cuck, like a cuck porno, right?
I think so. Voldemort doesn't realize that Ron's a little bit into that. It gets him pumped up. It gets him pumped up.
It's not the only sword he was swinging around after, you know?
Well, he's already got it. Yeah, he's got this sword, this incredibly phallic object in his hand. And he does the only thing he knows how to do. He slams it against the porno. I'm just saying, there were no sex ed classes at Hogwarts. So they smash it and kill it, and then they go back, and Hermione's like, whatever, okay.
Yeah, thanks for keeping me safe while I slept during, kept you safe, watched over you. Thanks for leaving. Leaving me wandless.
Yeah, they do kind of leave her totally defenseless.
Yeah.
They go to see Luna Lovegood's dad, Do all wizards live in, like, tall houses in the middle of giant plains?
Yeah.
Because the Weasleys live in a house exactly like that.
Yeah, they're in the middle of a field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's not as friendly as he was at the wedding, but to be fair, he'd gone through a lot probably at that wedding, because it was attacked by Death Eaters.
Yeah. Also, Death Eaters stole his daughter.
Yeah.
Because they didn't like what he was writing in his zine. Apparently, in his fucking hyper fantasy zine,
it's all anti Death Eaters and invisible creatures.
Saves on printing costs. He also tells them a long, boring story about the Deathly Hallows, which.
Well, he doesn't tell them. He goes, "Don't you know it?" And they go, "Yes." Harry Potter says, "No," because he wasn't raised a wizard on children's stories. And then Hermione reads it. He can't be bothered to read it.
With corrections by Ron. Harry Potter probably can't read. He grew up in a cabin under the stairs and was only trained to murder in a child army.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way.
All he really shows him is like, don't you get it? This symbol represents these three things.
Yeah.
You dummies. Now, I have to go alert somebody that you're here.
In the most obvious way. Well, okay, so the story of the Deathly Hallows is awful.
Yeah. It's like Billy Goat's Gruff without anything entertaining happening.
These three wizards need to cross a river or whatever, so they use magic to make a bridge. And that's enough to make Death angry, because apparently before that people were so dumb they would just walk into the river and drown.
This is the first bridge ever made.
It's the first. That's how you piss Death off, is you make a bridge.
Yeah. Same thing happened to the guy that made medicine. Death came and was like, fuck you.
You motherfucker. Before this, people used to just get sick and die. How dare you? But, like, after... And so Death's mad at them, and then the rest of the story is a Final Destination film. Yeah. Where Death finds ways to trick them into dying.
If only there were logging trucks back in those days.
And the first wizard was driving on the highway... When a bunch of lumber fell out, one of the logs impaled him and crushed his chest. No, so...
Then the second wizard went in a roller coaster. All right, sorry, good.
No, that's... So the oldest brother wants a wand that makes him the most powerful. So he gets that.
Yeah.
And then goes and immediately kills a rival of his. So first and foremost, these wizards, not three cool dudes.
No. Also, you think Death wouldn't want to take him because he's out there killing dudes. Like, he's filling up Death's... tickets, right? He's paying them back.
No, see, that's the thing. So the wand, that we're going to learn later on, in order to wield its true power, you have to kill the guy that owned it before you.
Yeah.
Like, he can't just hand the baton off to you. You have to kill that guy. So the wand itself, like, encourages people murdering whoever has it.
Ooh.
Over and over and over, which becomes a problem later for Voldemort, but that's
spoiler. For me, I didn't remember it. Yeah.
That's fine. But, yeah, so this brother uses the wand, kills a guy, and then just goes to sleep in that town. And someone else sneaks in and takes the wand and slits his throat. Because why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
He spent all day bragging about how powerful this wand was.
I would sleep with that up my butt, just so people wouldn't take it.
I might not sleep in that town where I had just committed a murder and bragged about my newfound powerful wand. The second brother wants a resurrection stone.
Mm.
Or what becomes known as the Resurrection Stone, so that he can take people back from death, or whatever, and death gives it to him, and the guy summons back...
A girl he had a crush on.
A girl he had a crush on. And guess what? She's kind of bummed out about this. Because talk about fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Hey, I brought you back from death because I had a crush on you in middle school.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know what, dude? I think we should just be friends. So he hangs himself. I assume he does so while wearing a fedora. I think him and Wormtongue might have a lot to talk about.
It's Wormtongue's great-grandfather.
Yeah, prominent watchers of anime.
Yeah.
Owners of various body pillows. Yeah. Yeah, so that brother hangs himself. The third brother wishes for an invisibility cloak, which is actually the invisibility cloak that Harry Potter owns.
Mm-hmm.
That apparently hides him from death, because death is way dumb.
Yeah.
But this guy very wisely does a thing that no one in these movies has done so far, which is just perpetually wear the fucking cloak.
Yeah.
Like, just wear it all the... Why wouldn't you wear it all the time? I just don't understand. Pull the hood down when you want to talk to someone.
Yeah. Wear another cape over that. And then when someone comes out, you drop that cape over it, yeah.
You're taking one off. That's a great idea, Jeff.
That way you're not creeping people out when you're just a head floating around.
No. You just look like a dude wearing an elaborate long cape.
Yeah.
But this guy apparently meets a woman and has kids while wearing an invisibility cloak, so...
Yeah, he...
That's a little suspicious.
He met a woman
wearing an invisibility cloak. So he has kids, and then at the end of a long, happy life for him,
yeah.
He takes the cloak off, hands it to his kid, maybe tells him some shitty things you can do with it, and then dies. So, well, I mean, I wanted to just relate that story, first of all, because it was weird and bad in a Final Destination film,
mm-hmm.
and it was weird to hear someone talk about fantasy Final Destination in the middle of a Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
But also because we see all the items later, and it's relevant to the plot, I guess.
Yeah, and it's the title of the this movie and the next movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But once story time is over, Luna's dad betrays them.
Yeah.
And again, Death Eaters just fly through the house blowing shit up. And again, they don't kill anyone.
They are terrible at their job.
It's so bad. They blew up a bridge.
Yeah.
They collapsed a bridge. And they can't kill three teenagers in a house.
Two or three movies ago, they grabbed a bunch of teenagers and held them at wand. One point,
threatening Harry Potter. Around spell.
Yeah.
So, the Harry and friends teleport away directly in the middle of a group of snatchers. Like, how many times is the movie just going to be like, all right, we got to move the plot forward so this ridiculously coincidental thing happens? I don't. It was just dumb. I hated it.
Mm.
I really did not like this film.
Yeah, and then.
Oh, sorry. One last thing with the Deathly Hallows.
Mm-hmm.
When the second brother brings his crush back, the woman, because she's been brought back by the Resurrection Stone, doesn't feel like. She feels like she belongs dead. She's like, I should be. So she is just like. Sad and depressed all the time.
Yeah.
In the next film, we're going to see Harry Potter come back to life through the Resurrection Stone. Does that mean after that, he's just going to want to spend the rest of his life wanting to die?
Well, no, he's too conceited for that. He believes he deserves to live. He's been telling everybody he's the boy who lived. So
that's fair.
It's kind of like his thing.
That's fair. Yeah. That makes sense. All right. Let's go on. They teleport in a group of snatchers and go see the Malfoys.
Yeah, and Hermione's big play is to swell up Harry Potter's face so they don't recognize him.
Yeah.
But they have Draco Malfoy there and they're hanging out. They can recognize Ron Weasley and Hermione Granger, and they're hanging out with this other kid.
Who has a lightning scar on his forehead.
Yeah, my guess, it's Harry Potter. It's a safe bet. Bring Voldemort in. If he's that mad, he'll just kill that random kid. It's fine.
Yeah.
Feed it to a snake. Give it a shot.
You could just say, why don't you just call up Voldemort and be like, hey, listen, I don't 100% know that this is Harry Potter, but I have Hermione Granger,
yeah,
and I have Ron Weasley, and they are like, and a third kid with a lightning scar on his forehead. Do you want to check it out? Yeah. Do maybe you want to take 2 seconds to teleport over here? Cause yeah.
You want to make this call? But then because Dobby used to be a slave in this house, he can just teleport in and out anywhere he feels like.
Yep. How are they slaves? I don't understand.
They lack the self-confidence to be self-realized. But if you give them clothes to wear, confidence shoots right up.
I guess that makes sense. That makes kind of sense. I just feel like if I could teleport anywhere at will,
yeah,
I would never be beholden to any laws ever again.
What are you going to do? Put me in jail?
I'll just teleport out. Bye. Yeah. Bye. Oh, it's maximum security? Cool. I'm at Dunkin' Donuts now. I'm going to get a culotta. Like, Jeff, if you could... No, we're going to pause here. I hate this film so much. What would you do if you could just teleport all the time? No limitations. You just teleport all the time, forever.
I don't know. I'm pretty boring, so I probably would just working back concerts, any concert without buying a ticket.
Well, that'll save you a lot of money.
Movie theaters.
Yeah, you wouldn't need a car.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean...
Yeah, think of all the shit you wouldn't pay for ever again. Where literally you're just paying price of admission. Yeah. Yeah. Movie theaters, concerts.
Amusement parks. Anywhere, really. I mean, hotels. You just figure out... You just teleport into rooms so you find an empty one. Sleep there that night, you know? Well, I guess I wouldn't even need that. I wouldn't even need that because I just do it from home and teleport to where I'm going to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Or other people's homes. As long as they're not there.
As long as I can teleport my picture frames of all the kids that I've collected.
And a couple empty ones that you just don't know why you have, but you feel a deep sense of loss anytime you look at these picture frames that are just blank.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I guess at first I'd probably try to pay for stuff, but then even like going into stores and stuff, I just grab what I wanted. That's
the
thing.
You wouldn't even go into the store. You'd go into the warehouse, take it out of a box, and it would just be like labeled as missing.
Yeah.
Like some fucking warehouse worker would get fired for it.
Yeah.
I'm scot-free.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad about that.
I guess I'd stop paying for a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I wasn't even like, I would go steal from a bank. I was like, no, that sounds like a hassle.
Oh, yeah. Steal merchandise. They build that into their costs, their operating costs, right?
Yeah. But then, like, yeah, you could just steal whatever if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'd be going into places I shouldn't be and learning things for no reason, just to feel like I knew them when people didn't want me to.
Yeah.
Because I like that. Yeah. I guess my personal life satisfaction would increase some.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, they're not paying for all that stuff would be great, too. Yeah.
Be pretty great.
Oh, shit. Concerts that have seating. Nah, you're shit out of luck.
Just stand in the aisle. What are they going to do? Tell you not to stand in the aisle? Ask for your ticket? And then, boom, you're over the other side.
You're over the other side. They can't stop you. That's great.
Boom, you're up in the rafters.
Boom, you're backstage. It doesn't matter. You don't care. You can teleport.
Yeah. What do you miss, like, half a second?
Well, here's the thing. We're going to get back to the movie. We would both be killed by a crazy woman throwing a knife at us.
Yeah.
And it would get sucked up in our teleport. So Dobby shows up and does a bunch of teleport stuff, and they knock out but don't kill Wormtail. I would have taken his hand at the very least, just to be like, fuck you, buddy.
Yeah.
You're a real piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Also, anime sucks.
Hold on, I gotta check on the dog.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
Yep.
He hasn't barked.
No, that's fine. Man, Jeff just loves giving me alone time with you guys, huh? That's cool. I think I'm just sick of Harry Potter. This film wasn't necessarily worse than the others. It's just there's so much of them standing around, and it's supposed to be like dramatic, but it comes across kind of like teenage angsty, which is like, oh, what do we don't know, the world is bad. And it's like, well, yeah, that's because you're a shitty teenager. Like, your world would probably be shitty if you were still going to Hogwarts and Dumbledore was alive. It wouldn't be shitty in this particular way. It would just be shitty in a different way, because that's life. It's just a series of shitty things that happen, and then you die. So that's, you know, that's my upbeat philosophy. How are you guys?
Jesus. You know when you leave, like, chocolate around the house?
Yeah.
And your dog is, like, been quiet for too long. Like, she barked a couple times, and then it felt like she was calm. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, or dead from poison, or let out.
Or dead from poison, yes.
All right. So good.
Also, instead of having a confrontation, why didn't Dobby just teleport everyone away?
Yeah. why teleport to the top of the stairs to stab Wormtail? And then
yeah.
Can you just grab Hermione and then take her away and then grab those two and take her away?
Or teleport Ron to another room, and then Ron and Harry both show up. Like, Harry shows up at the top of the stairs and Ron comes through a door, so they, like, are on either side.
Yeah.
Or Dobby could just teleport them away and then come back and grab Hermione and teleport her away.
Well, I'm sure he's good at other things, right? He probably spent most of his life doing, like, laundry and dusting, so.
I guess.
Not reading, so.
And they do bury him like a family dog.
Yeah.
It's weird. Then what do they do? They don't do anything after that, do they?
Well, not really, but here's the thing, too. Ron gets injured during a teleport. Hermione is screaming and has stuff to help him out. Dobby gets killed. The only one running up to him, Harry Potter. Harry Potter is screaming for help. Hermione doesn't move. Doesn't look in her bag.
That's
paint away us spell.
That health potion, that healing potion they used, that's for humans. It's not for house elves.
Wait, I don't have anything to cure a house elf stab wound. Definitely don't apply pressure to the wound. I definitely don't do that.
Just get another house elf. That's just get another one.
It's like, we still have a house elf. Like, what is your problem? We have creature.
Why are you sad about this? I don't understand.
Luna just goes over. Is like, now let's close his eyes, huh? There, it looks like he's sleeping. Does that make you feel better, Harry Potter?
Yes, you feel better now. How's that?
It's like he's napping in your arms. Isn't that cute?
Taking a nap. Put him in the ground. Harry, we're all real tired of this. You always have to be the center of attention. Can we just go?
I remember you just leaving a wedding where people were getting blown up. You didn't seem that upset.
He left the woman he loves. He wasn't that upset when he left Ginny. She could be dead for all he knows. We've been skipping over some things, too. We keep getting these scenes of Voldemort questioning people about wands.
Yeah.
And where the best wand is.
Some other guy jumping out of a window.
And yeah. Who was he? We don't know. It's like, I have no interest in solving this 60-year-old crime in your dreams. It's not compelling. It doesn't make any sense. But Voldemort's tracking down the Elder Wand.
Mm.
It was buried with Dumbledore because Dumbledore, of course, is a piece of shit.
Yeah. Of course he had the Elder Wand. Of course he was the most powerful wizard. Of course he killed the last person to have it.
That's the thing, yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, who... So whoever that kid was stealing that wand, Dumbledore killed him.
Yeah, Dumbledore, like, slit his throat.
And chances are Dumbledore heard that guy bragging about it, waited till he went to sleep, took the wand, and then cut his throat. Yeah.
He probably became obsessed with that childhood story. Someone showed him an invisibility cloak, and he's like, oh my god, it is real. It is real. And then he spent most of his life trying to find it, and then he went to kill somebody to get that wand. It's not like he killed somebody by coincidence and got that wand.
Was that invisibility cloak Harry Potter's dad's?
I don't know. I think Dumbledore gave it to him, though, right?
So. Harry's dad is dead. He could give it to him.
Yeah, he had all the Potter stuff there. Their bank codes there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Dumbledore went to that house after everyone died.
Took whatever he wanted.
Just helped himself. Yeah.
Made sure it was actually James and Lily Potter's blood.
<It's> a... Yep. Adult human female. Okay, and let me... Yep. Oh, okay. Adult human male. Huh. Excellent. Now let me just cut a scar into this child's head. Let me taste his blood. I'm going to make it look like a lightning bolt, because lightning bolts are cool. 1,000 points to Dumbledore. I'm the best principal.
I've always wanted a lightning bolt tattoo, you know. I think they're cool.
Let's see how it looks. Oh, yeah, and then we see this... I'm not missing anything, right? We see the end scene, Dumbledore's grave.
Yeah, because then he has that other dream where it's like, the guy's like, oh, yeah, it's buried with Dumbledore, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think that's it, because Harry Potter doesn't do shit.
No, there's Voldemort goes to Dumbledore's grave, opens it up.
And then shoots lightning into the sky, because he's super excited. First,
he leans like he's full body on top of Dumbledore. Yeah. And he puts his face real close to him and just stares at his face.
Yeah.
His corpse's face for a while.
I got you, old man. Thanks for getting me out of that orphanage. Teach me how to be a wizard.
Yeah. Then he slides the wand out of the corpse's hands and has an I have the power moment.
Yeah.
He holds it up to the sky and lightning shoots down into it.
Thunder. Thunder. Thunder.
End of movie.
Yeah. Because they cut it off, you know? Because it's a two-parter. That's the best place to break up that movie.
Yeah, it was the best. And there was so much that happened in this film that had to be shown. Definitely. They could have just done a single 3-hour film. It had two and a half hour films. Yeah.
Yeah, they could have cut out most of that wood stuff, like 90% of the wood stuff.
There was a whole scene where Hermione is standing right inside the wards she built around the tent.
Some guy smells her perfume.
Walk by, and a guy smells her perfume, and then walks off.
Then Harry casually walks up and goes, "At least we know your enchantments work."
Yeah, yeah. I think I heard a little studio laughter right after that. He smelled my perfume. Okay, first of all, why are you wearing perfume in the middle of the fucking woods? Like,
well, she's not.
You're a terrorist on the run, you lunatic.
Yeah, you should be coating your scent with mud.
Yeah. You guys should be sleeping in a riverbed with a straw in your mouth poking out to breathe.
Well, riverbeds are dangerous, didn't you know? People die in rivers.
That's fair. Yeah. Lucius was looking a little worse for wear in this film, probably because of his time in Azkaban.
Yeah.
Also, his boss is a dude who doesn't wear shoes and hangs out in robes, and apparently Voldemort is running his business out of the Malfoys' house, which is not ideal.
Yeah, he looks a little worse for wear, like he hasn't shaved in a couple days. He can't get in the bathroom long enough to take a shower.
Because there's like 30 people staying there.
Yeah.
Everyone came to work at his house. The commute's great.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, the commute's great, but...
You think he wants a wormtail at his house?
Right, exactly.
You think Bellatrix is a good house guest?
The internet's always slow because Wormtail's streaming anime on like 3 different screens. And he's on Amazon buying dozens of body pillows.
But for some reason, he still needs to use the TV to play My Little Pony. I don't understand it.
He walks into the room they're letting Wormtail use, and there's like 6 katanas on the wall. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. They said they were decorative, but they're pretty sharp. You want to hold one? Malfoy's just like, no. I hate my job. I would watch that sitcom. I would watch that. That would be amazing. They could call it the Magical Office.
Lucius is always looking at the camera like Jim Hopper. Like...
Yes. Yes.
Voldemort is Michael.
Wormtail is Dwight.
Yeah.
That's... Anime is cool, Lucius. So we ate Heath bars, unless you wanted to talk more about...
No.
Sorry.
No, that's all they did.
Yeah, I didn't want to either.
That's all they did.
Did you get... let me show you the wrapping for the heat bar I got to make sure we ate the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, we ate Heath bars.
Yeah.
How did you like your Heath bar?
Oh, I like it. I liked it.
Really?
Yeah. I like toffee. I'm a fan. You know? Has a good crunch, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Chocolate was nice, you know? How did you... You don't like them. You don't like them.
No, I don't.
I was going to say that it looked like there was still candy in that. In that wrapper.
No, I actually bought two of them, and I ate both of them today, because my life is a mess. But
I didn't like it, so I only had two.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
What was wrong with this? Do you not like crunchy things in your candy?
It's the toffee. No, go ahead and keep guessing.
Too nutty? Nutty flavor?
I don't mind the nutty flavor.
Too sticky in your teeth?
Yes. Ooh. Exactly that. First of all, let's talk about convenience, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a guy who likes to optimize, okay? I like my life to be efficient.
Yeah.
I've always been this way.
You scream efficiency when I look at you.
I scream efficiency. I opened it and it's a single solid piece.
Yeah.
I open up a Kit Kat bar, I break it into four pieces. Okay, yep. If I get a friend there, I break them off a piece. They want me to break them off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
But if you have Twix, it comes in two pieces, and there are two for you, none for me.
Or one to share. I get a Heath bar. I got a fucking Lady in the Trampet with someone. Like, we just eat from one end, and I don't care how much you like that movie, Stella. It's not that great. You know. You shut up. Just because it has dogs in it doesn't mean anything. What do you even know? You can't even eat chocolate, idiot.
Dumb dog.
So much smarter than your dog.
But you can easily break a Heath bar. Easily break it into sections.
But I didn't know where to do it. Okay. They're the ones with the machines. Okay?
There's no rules. Just fun.
What is that?
So yeah, Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah. Okay, so Heath bars.
This is crazy to me. Oh, yeah, Heath bars.
They're not broken up into pieces. I would prefer that.
Yeah.
You know, you get a chocolate bar, your basic candy, your Hershey's bar. And this is made by the Hershey's company, Heath bars now. You can break off little pieces of that chocolate bar.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you this. Mm-hmm. When you bite into it, you'd have to bite and then you just snap it. You can't just like take a bite and take it out. You have to hold it in your teeth and snap it.
Yeah. I'm not eating jerky, okay? Yeah. I want the candy experience, but this doesn't give it to me.
It's like the Heath bars, they assume that your molars are in the front of your mouth.
It's disgusting. I broke it up by hand before I pre-digested it.
You mashed it in your hand?
No, I snapped it into four pieces, roughly equivalent to one quarter piece each, as best I could. And then I ate them. It's the sticky teeth thing. I don't like it.
Yeah, it does get stuck in your teeth.
I hate that. It makes my teeth feel like they're coated in something. Sugar, probably.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. The flavor was okay, not great.
Yeah. This is above Skittles for you, obviously. It's above Twizzlers, I'd assume.
I don't know.
Really?
Well, Twizzlers don't get stuck in my teeth. And that's like a... Like, if I eat something and it tastes bad, that's fine. No biggie. Damn. If I eat something and it makes my mouth feel weird in a, like... Oh, no. It's down there with Twizzlers. It might be below Twizzlers, I think.
Damn.
But Twizzlers have that chewy factor that's not great.
Yeah.
I don't like that either, but they come in distinct pieces. It's not just one big strand. I'm not buying, like, I would like 20 feet of Twizzlers. I would rank this very low. I am actually going to find all the other candies to be ranked.
Yeah, we're going to rank them and actually have a list.
Yeah. So, do you know how old Heath bars are?
No. I mean, I would assume by the style of the packaging that they are fairly old. Like,
give me a date.
1940.
Ooh. Nope.
I was going to say 1930.
Nope.
Damn.
It's getting warmer.
1920.
Warmer.
Three.
Nope.
Two. One.
Nope. Nope.
Is it in the 1920s?
Nope.
1910?
Higher. It's 1914.
Son of a, bitch.
Long enough.
1914.
1914, yeah.
What was life like in 1914 when this spark
came out? Oh, boy, I don't know. Did you know Heath Bars were the United States Army bought them?
What were they packing these bags with? Was it, right, was Heath Bars and Necco wafers?
This is why I brought it up, yeah.
People think I can't live off candy. I can.
There's, just like World War II
soldiers. I'm basically in army training right now.
You're basically in the fucking trenches. You basically stormed Normandy Beach.
Yeah, I'm as good as an army man.
Yeah, Heath Bars were made by hand until 1942. And then they were made on a commercial scale because the army placed an order for them.
Damn.
And it says they placed an order for $175,000 worth.
Wow. So
I don't know how much they cost, but...
Is there any candy that the U.S. government didn't make them produce, which made them very popular? It's amazing.
Don't know. There's a bunch of book references in here about books on candy and candy history.
We might start
getting into those.
Yeah. I'm just saying, now that I know the U.S. government is responsible for so much candy, I might actually stand up for the national anthem. I don't know.
Don't you want to vote now?
That's it. That's been Heads Up with Jeff and Sean. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Like we were saying earlier, Heads Up Pod, Twitter, Instagram, and at gmail.com.
Yeah.
You know? If you're glad that you know that the Harry Potter movies didn't hold up so you don't have to rewatch them, you're welcome. You're welcome. Anything you want to add to that, Sean?
Well, when you said... Heads Up with Jeff and Sean.
Mm-hmm.
You should have identified yourself.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Sean.
Toodles.
Toodles.
So.
Flew in my face right now, I'd punch it out of the air.
But say it already got you in the face, and then it was flying away.
I don't know. I might. Yeah, I'd probably attack it still.
Throw a rock. Would you summon the killing curse?
I had like
for now.
Yeah, I might. I don't know. That's the thing. It's probably easier with the killing curse because, like, if I had a gun, bullets might cost pennies, but they cost something.
Yeah.
The spell, you can just fucking cast a spell all day. Doesn't cost you anything.
No.